Man, Ooh. Big day today.
Big day.
It is a big, giant day. No pressure.
No pressure.
Do you have a lot of weight on your shoulders?
You know, I feel good. It's episode four.
Episode four. That's right.
Favorite number four.
The best episode of Star Wars was episode four.
I feel like I'm going to be a changed man today.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
After this episode.
There's going to be, people are going to look at you differently and they're going to say, you did it.
Yeah, you made it.
You made it. I didn't think you could do it, but you did it.
Welcome to the revolution.
But we did
But you did it.
It's going to be great.
Hey, and welcome to episode four. My name is Pastor Matt, and this is Pastor Tyler. He did so well last week on the podcast. We kicked Pastor Anthony out, and we made him the new co-host.
That's so, it.
Buckle
Sorry.
Up, because we are taking you for a drive
We're
today.
Coming in. And you know what? I just found out last week we talked about sneakers. I said one of my favorite sneakers around are Vans.
Yeah.
You worked at Vans.
I did work at Vans, but not like now era Vans. I worked at Vans when like Bam Margera, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 2 came out. Like it was
so
the
cool.
heyday of the early 2000s skateboard. And my hands were just torn up because we didn't just give them pre-made skateboards. We had to make them.
You had to make them. You had to sand them down.
Sand it down, put the grip tape on.
Grip tape, rub it.
Ruined so many skateboards because I didn't know what I was doing. I was the back stock guy, and I put the shoes in the stock so that people could get it.
You couldn't line up the holes for the bolts on the truck.
No, I
truck
couldn't
bolts.
Do it.
Couldn't
nope,
do it.
I couldn't do it. That's why IKEA like gives me anxiety because I know I have to put them together. But I want to give a quick story about Vans. My only job was to redo the inventory. And I had to, it's like from little baby shoes all the way to the adults, I had to restock them. And it took me all day. All day. I worked a full 8-hour shift, and that's the only thing I did. And then I got done, and I told my manager, I was like, all right, I'm done. And he comes up and he goes, it looks really good. There's just one minor problem.
No.
You did it all backwards. He goes, you did it all backwards. And I just, like, the sound of a forehead slap. I can't echo it on the podcast, but
and that was it.
Loud. That
you
was
were
it.
Done. You quit.
No,
you're fired.
I had to work the next day, but they took my name tag and then called me Tam.
Oh.
Because it was backwards.
Backwards.
Yep. So that was my lanyard for the rest of the time I worked at Vans. I was
Unreal.
Tam.
Tam.
So
my name's Tam.
I will not respond to Pastor Tam. I'll just throw that out there at all. That was in my past and now future forward. I will say the cool way to spell a name is M, the @, and then the T.
T.
Yep.
Cool.
So
@.
Yeah.
That's money.
@. So Tyler, today, man, we're talking about fun things today.
Fun things.
Like we said, this is a big day.
Yeah.
Where we're going to do unspeakable things today.
Yep.
Things that we've dreamed about.
Yep.
Maybe even things that you, as a little boy, couldn't imagine talking about.
Yep. Not a single amount of money in the world could ever make this day happen.
Nope. But somehow we're going to do it. Yeah. We're going to talk about evolution versus creation.
Woo!
Again, why we talk about the things that we're talking about is... you as youth students are asking us these questions. And so it would be silly of us to think of topics that we think you want to talk about. We actually want to talk about the things you are talking about.
Exactly.
And so one of the things that they did mention was the whole creationism versus evolution and just the clash that it is.
Wow.
And I'm going to be transparent from the beginning, Tyler.
Let's do it.
I surround myself with a lot of creationism thinking people.
Same.
And so I'm not going to debunk Bill Nye, the science guy. Anyone who is smarter than me is smarter than me for a reason.
Truth.
And so, but what I want to do is I want to talk about just the thought process behind, you know, creation.
Right.
As we know in the Bible.
Totally.
You go to Genesis 1.
The beginning.
In the beginning. Now, the real question as I'm turning to Genesis 1, you're like, why does it take you this long to turn to the first page? I've heard people talk about, is it actual 6 days?
Right.
Like, we have the whole 24-hour period.
That's right.
Or is this just a reference of term that we know and that we can grasp
we
it?
Can
what
understand
do you think?
It. Yeah, you know, you know, the days that God has, are his days the same as our days?
Yep.
Who knows?
Right? There's Now, did you remind me? You grew up in the church.
A little bit.
Did you know the hit song "Better Is One Day in Your Courts Than a thousand elsewhere"?
That's right.
When that bridge, especially in the recording, when they go high, like "Better Is a One Day," you know what I'm talking about.
That's insane,
dude. That's where the both arms go up, yep, and you're ready to go. But yeah, you're right.
Did you do that back in the day? Was that a thing?
Oh, I went to a Pentecostal church.
Oh, cool.
We had tambourines, we had flags. Ooh. Right, we marched around the walls of Jericho. Oh, we did everything. It was fantastic. And so a God's day compared to human days is
similar, same, different.
Probably not even close.
Not even on the same spectrum.
Right. I would, because if you think about it, even that song, "Better is one day than a thousand elsewhere." So it gives some sort of like tangent ability to think. Man, the spectrum of time is just...
out of this world.
Out of this world, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, man, what would a day of creation look like?
Right.
Like, I believe God could create it in a 24-hour time period,
yeah,
because
absolutely.
He is God,
right?
Right? He is the creator of all things. So who right. am I to say that he should do it in a 24-hour period?
Right.
But I also think that there's something to, like, our calendar, even our time management. Like, that's a real question. When did the 24-hour... time start
in. Right,
that would be a question that I'd want to know that I don't know right now,
right?
I wish, like, I did.
Daylight savings, how do some of us do it and then some of us don't, like,
right.
Arizona, they don't have daylight savings, they never have to worry about springing ahead.
Yeah, I think, is it Arizona or is it New Mexico, someone
over
in
there.
That area, that mountainous region,
yes,
they don't deal with
they
this.
Just throw it away.
Yeah, so when church happens and they don't have to post about, hey, it's daylight savings time, they just say, hey, it's church.
Is it daylight saving or daylight savings?
I think it depends. Are you saving sleep by going back an hour? And then what are you saving when the time goes forward?
Right.
I think you're saving daylight.
Yeah.
Which is, as a parent, it's tough because I've always told my kids, I'm like, hey, when the sun's asleep, you're asleep.
True.
So go to bed. And so now I'm battling right now, my just kids being like, the sun's still awake. Well, the sun's still awake at 7:30. And they're like, I've got nothing, but you have to go to bed.
Yep.
So, okay, so
right.
So creation versus
yes.
evolution. So,
come on.
In my understanding, when you think about evolution, there's obviously the traditional Big Bang theory.
Right.
First of all, great show. And you have this thought of, in a moment, there was a bang, and everything in the universe happened.
Right.
Just as
just created.
Is. Just created.
Yep.
Happened by chance.
Right.
Now, my only thought with no scientific thought behind it is, how on earth, some of the things that you think about when it comes to the world, even just the human body, like, it's too on the spot for it to happen by chance or a ginormous or a random, you know, bang
right.
to take place for all these. Like, think about
yeah.
just our bodies and how we heal, right.
right?
The whole scabbing process.
Yep.
Like, that alone, how on earth could that take place with a...
by just a bang.
By just a bang.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just happened to happen that
true.
Way.
Right.
And so think about, like, what are your thoughts on that? When you've heard people talk about evolution...
Well, it's crazy. Like, how does nothing... something had to start something.
Right.
Like, you can't... like, something had to start the Big Bang, if you will. Like,
sure.
How
yeah.
does nothing become something? There had to have been a spark. There had to have been something.
Yeah.
So that's something I always wrestle with.
What was there to bang?
Yeah, right.
That's the great question.
Seriously. And creatures. They're called creatures.
Yeah.
They were created to be creatures. Otherwise, they would be called what? Evolutioners? Maybe? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, it's crazy to me. And it's hard because I guess, you know, I'm coming from a standpoint of, like, I believe in God, like,
yeah.
and I know God is our creator. God created us to know him, to see him. He literally created us so that we would know him.
Right.
And so it's hard for me to try to get out of the fact that how God created it is exactly how God created it. How it started, I just know that I believe in God. It's just one of those things. I'm like, I just put my faith and trust in it.
Right. Well, and it's interesting when you look at Genesis 1, right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So even before the heavens and the earth were created, God was there.
Created it.
The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. So not only did God create the world
right.
and the universe and heaven, the heavens, it's like there was there was a formless void that even the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. And then it's like, boom, let there be light. Then he created darkness and light. But I'm thinking about this when it comes to us. In verse 27, it said, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female.
Yeah.
And then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and do all that. But when you think about all of the creation in the different days, you know, he said that it was good, it was good, it was good, it was good. And then he talked about when he created humanity, he said it was very good
because
it was created in his image.
Right.
And so my thing, as I look to creation versus evolution, evolution feels like a meaningless void.
Sure.
You know, why am I here then? What's my purpose? Do I have a purpose? Like, I would almost feel extremely depressed if I was just created out of random chance. But to know that there was someone who created me out of their image, like that's even, that's something that boggles my mind too. And maybe it's for anyone else who's listening or watching, is there was a God who you have been created out of that God's image.
Right.
You know, we don't, and even you go back to the old Testament times where they would create idols and images of things, like they created images of these gods, but in this time, God created us in his image.
Yeah.
And so now you look at it and be like, man, everything that happened came out of that sentence of God's image was funneled through everything, which is crazy to think about that. And so now you look at the whole spectrum of, you know, how the world is working and wrapping and going around is how on earth could you just say, again, we talked about it before, how could you let that be something that's by chance?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I also think along the realms too, like we evolve, like what, we were apes at one point, and we evolved into human beings. And it's like, you know, God created the earth. He created all the animals. Then he created man so that we'd have dominion over them.
Right.
Like, so it'd be crazy to think that we were just randomly created, but from a very thing that we have dominion over, which is animals. You know what I mean? You don't see, like, I don't know if this is crazy, but, like, an ape having, like, a human being as their, like,
you think of the movies like Planet of the Apes. You think of something like that where the apes run the planet and the humans are the slaves and like they evolve into like, and it, you watch and you're like, this is crazy. Like this is absurd. So it's just because it's a movie, but that's almost what you're talking about.
That movie creeps me out.
Yeah, it's pretty
crazy. I don't know why. There's something about it. It's just like.
Well, it's probably because you're seeing, depending on which ones you're talking about, it's either.
The old school
one. One with really bad costume design. Or it's just bad because it's the Mark Wahlberg one. Or it's the really bad digital one with Andy Serkis. Because anytime I see Andy Serkis in a movie, he's Gollum to me.
Yeah, that's true.
But hey, as we kind of talk about, you know, evolution, let's just talk about.
Yeah.
Man, think of when we were in high school. Like, think about this, all right?
Okay.
For some of you that I know you're thinking this in your head, you're like, you have to think a really long time. We get it, we're old. But I'm trying to think, man, I remember having a computer class. Did you have computer class?
Yep.
And I didn't have a laptop. I didn't have a smartphone.
No.
I didn't have, like, think of the evolution of technology.
Oof.
From when we were when we were in high school.
Yeah.
I remember what year did you graduate high school?
2008.
I graduated in 2005, and I remember this revolutionary thing came out in 2005. It was called SMS.
Yes.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, it's texting.
Yep.
But it was like you had a limited amount of characters. You could do 160 characters, and I think it was 10 cents to send and 10 cents to receive. And you wouldn't see it until your cell phone bill. And many of my friends got grounded when the cell phone bill came in the mail. And they said, you downloaded what song for your ringer? You texted how many people?
$1.99.
Oh, my goodness. and think of, but now, like, my kid's asking for a smartphone. Like, it's just
crazy.
And obviously with the pandemic, everyone had laptops. Everyone, like, people had to digitally be in classrooms.
Yep.
And there are some even still today that are not in a physical classroom or a physical school because they're digitally, they realize they don't need to be.
Yeah.
You know, businesses are choosing to not go downtown in downtown settings or in their work buildings because they can do everything remotely. True. It's crazy how much of this evolutionary process or how much we've had to adapt, the adaptability process of things, how much we've had to do that.
Yeah.
Like, what was it, like, what was your thought when it came to, you know, the pandemic? We had to adapt, right? Yes. It was an adaptable time that we needed to. What was the process that you had throughout that whole time period?
In the pandemic?
Yeah, during the pandemic or even just or now that you're thinking about now.
When, now, yeah. Well, it was crazy. I mean, I just remember, you know, the internet, when it first even came out, it was dial-up. Yeah. AOL. You remember?
Did you get the sample CDs?
You got the sample CDs
of like a free hour of AOL internet.
Your phone line had to go into your computer, and if someone called, your internet was disrupted.
Yep.
You know, it was like, it's like the world was ending when someone called and you were on the internet. It was just the bad news.
You're like, Mom, I'm talking to a girl on Instant Messenger. Come on, Mom. Gosh.
I didn't get her little, the AOL screen name. Screen names.
What was your screen name?
I'll just go with this one. Who's got game 8? Who's got game 8? I don't know why I did that. Okay, do you want...
No, hold on.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Oh, you were sharing
it. It was Thai Baby 007. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
That was the first one.
Oh, the first one
is the worst. And I got made fun of so much, I changed it. Who's got game 8?
But it sounds exactly like who you are, though. Yeah. Like, your confidence level was through the roof even at that young age. Mine was Jedi Teen 101.
Jedi Teen 101. What's up with 101?
I don't know. It's the beginning process. Yeah, it's the entry level.
Yeah,
you know?
Cool.
Level
1.
That's right. And, well, you look at introduction classes. They're always like, intro to this 101 or something like that.
Smart.
I'm going to claim that that's what it was. But then I made the varsity basketball team as a sophomore. And so then I obviously changed my name to V Super Stud 34 because that was my number. Even today, if you look up, I think, V Super Stud AIM name, you'll find me.
That's cool.
So
look at us just growing up. Because you know what? When I started playing hockey, then I changed mine to Shaco, because I went to Shakopee.
Yep.
So it was Shaco Hako Stud 04. They just get worse and worse, people.
It's kind of like email addresses. If you ask your parents or your youth leader or anyone else who's around our age, ask them their very first email address because they're hilarious.
They're great.
Because we tried to be creative.
Yeah.
We were creative back in the day.
And ask them if they tell you, be like, is that really it? Because like for me, I went straight to Who's Got Game 8 because I was embarrassed at my Thai Baby 2007.
Sure.
But that's
and the 8 was obviously the graduation year.
Kobe.
Oh, sure.
Kobe Bryant.
Gotcha.
I know. I respect. But so, you know, it's the internet has evolved over all those years. And to see it now, I mean, the pandemic was wild. I will say this. I have friends now that I met over Zoom over the pandemic where we were friends because we still wanted to do life together, and people were still coming to be a part of something that they wanted to be a part of.
Yeah.
And I can just say now that we're like, I'll never forget when we finally got to like hang out after the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely.
And now we're just boys. Like, how'd you guys meet? Actually, we met over the pandemic on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but it's true. I just did a virtual global team.
Yeah.
You have the same feels. Whenever you go on a global team mission trip, I'm not even trying to plug it because you just need to go.
Yeah.
But you go on a trip and you leave, and saying goodbye is the hardest thing. Oh, even on a virtual team, that's still the hardest part is saying goodbye. It's just like saying goodbye in person.
Yeah.
You have the same feels. You're like, I don't want to leave. I want to hang out with you more.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, and that's even too, like, it talks about, you know, you go back to it because we were made in the image of God, and God's desires to have relationship with us.
It's good.
And that, you know, ultimately that's why he sent Jesus, because we lost that relationship because of sin. And even whether it's Zoom or in person, obviously in person is always better to have relationship with someone in person.
Right.
But that's what I think what really was like apparent in the during this time when everyone was locked in is that opportunity to not be with people. And I almost feel like now there's been a halt of human relation adaptability because we've had to be so digitally adaptable
True.
That we lose the art of the connective piece of coming together.
Yeah.
You know, I do vividly remember when we came back from the lockdown physically to church, you know, and we're obviously pastors yeah. at it, but there was this like overwhelming emotional moment when we were in worship that you're just like, you're with people.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, corporate worship is unbelievable.
It's biblical.
You know, it's biblical. It, and obviously, we know the verse, where two or three are gathered, that's where he is. Like, we're not knocking anything that's, like, not ready to go back or anything like that. But we were made to come together. Like, honestly, the early church grew because they were breaking bread. That's why food is so valuable.
Yeah.
And that's why I do not believe in a low-carb diet, because if they broke the bread, I'm going to break the bread.
Breaking it up.
And so they came together. They read the scriptures together. And then they just were in community.
Yeah.
And it just blossomed and it grew. And when we see that ability to just, you know, reproduce over and over and over and over and over, you know, even you look at it, there was such an evolution to scripture. Like with technology, think about this.
True.
There was once where the only way you got to read your Bible is when you opened up your physical Bible to read the scriptures. But now, I mean, I have like 7 Bible apps on my phone nowadays and I could look at it in different languages.
Yep.
I could do it in different, you know, translations. Also, if you want a fun way to read the scriptures, have you ever read the scriptures in the Hawaiian Pidgin language?
That's a thing.
Oh, yeah. You got to look up Hawaiian Pidgin on the YouVersion app. I will say this, and this, I'm trying to be sensitive to this. It's a real language, so I'm not trying to mock those people.
Okay.
But it's like Jar Jar Binks wrote the New Testament from Star Wars Episode 1.
Oh.
And do yourself a favor and just do that. Read it. And just let us know what you think.
Cool.
Because it's...
I will.
Yeah, but again, it's cool because that probably wouldn't have been available without... technology or all that kind of stuff. Like the gospel is being spread across the world to remote places who never thought they would get the Bible. But because of everyone, it feels like has a cell phone.
Yeah.
The Bible is now accessible everywhere.
And I personally want to learn how to speak in Hawaiian Pidgin. So when people ask me, English, Spanish, Hawaiian Pidgin, and they'll be like, wait, what?
Should I read? Here, keep talking.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, keep talking.
That's actually a thing.
Yeah.
So... I mean, it's incredible, and I just want to say this. It's been so cool to see the body of Christ grow in this season together, even just seeing people relationships grow in this season. It's been really cool to see people that have had to take the precautionary things they had to take to be safe and feel safe, which is the best thing you can do in this time, but seeing them come out of it and come back and seeing this sense of like, oh, I've been waiting to come back. I've been waiting to gather with people, to have relationship with people. We clearly saw how that's doable digitally. It was incredible. It still is. But it's just cool to see it kind of coming back now as things are getting safer, as we're taking the right measures we need to take to feel safe. It's just been really cool to see.
So. Right. And I feel like we have an extreme culture. So it's either this or that.
Yeah.
And so what's nice is now is we were forced to do this.
Sure. Yep.
Now things are opening. It's not, now we only will do that,
right?
But it's all about adaptability, right? Yep. As a church for us, we have an online campus now that because, you know, whether there's people who are not ready, maybe they can't because of their job or maybe because of health issues, we're not going to be like, well, now you lost your opportunity,
right?
You know, but we want to be able to, and then I think that's why it's so critical to be adaptable.
Yes.
Because it can't just be this or that. You have to find that thing because... people are going to miss out. And if we really believe what the gospel is, it's going to go. I mean, Jesus even said it. He goes, go to all the nations. That means every nation. And here's an interesting thought that I was thinking about when he said that is think about the evolution of the world when it comes to countries, establishment, tribe, like all this kind of stuff. Because there wasn't as many countries or there wasn't as many languages when Jesus was physically here on earth. So even think about that.
Right.
Just what has become of this world.
True.
To think about that America wasn't a country when the Bible was written. I know, that's going to blow people's minds because all of our depictions of Jesus is white with a brown beard and a purple sash. But that's not what he looked like.
True.
You know, but think about when he said those words to what it is now in 2021.
Right.
It's crazy because the world is continuing, and we'll use the word evolve, But the world is continuing to grow. And more and more people are being added to it.
I don't know if this is just contradict this whole podcast. I hope not. But would you say that, I don't know if it's so much a creation versus evolution where maybe it's a mix of both?
Sure. I hear what you're saying. And I'm wondering if it's the theories. So right. You obviously have the Big Bang theory.
Right.
And then you have the creation theory.
Sure.
And so it's, I would say it's a nice... both and again, right. But again, totally. We're not Bill Nye's.
Right.
We're not the Bill Nye versions of biblical scholarship either.
True.
We're just having a discussion because our students are asking this.
That's right.
So, and that's an interesting thought of that is, you know, because I think you look at the term of evolution, it's changing. Right. Things are changing.
They change.
We're not growing tails by any means necessary, right. And we're not coming from apes according to our beliefs, but it's like we are changing.
Right.
I didn't have a beard at one point, but I, praise God, have one now, you know? And so we're always changing. We're always adapting because we have to, right? And I even think of you know, the tribe of Ichabod. I think I just butchered that completely, but they knew the signs of the times.
Right.
And you had to, and I think it's interesting, you couldn't, said don't be in of the world, but be in it.
Yeah.
And so you have to understand where you are.
Right.
But if you're so firm and stubborn about I'm not going to change the way that I did church because that's not what I believe and that's not how it's supposed to be, well, you're going to get left behind.
True.
You know, because the world continues to move forward. And I think for our job is not to try to say, man, remember when it was this way, you know, because a lot of people are going to think that way. A lot of people thought that way in the pandemic. A lot of people thought that way when it came to even coming out of it. Man, remember back in that time, like that time period. Remember, I wish we could go back that way. Well, it's not. Yeah. Like that ship has sailed, and we are now on this new path, a new journey. And so, So our encouragement to you as we get ready to kind of conclude in this is understand where you are, adapt to it, but don't be consumed by it.
Truth.
Right?
There it is.
Yeah. And and let me read.
Let's get a little Hawaiian pigeon to end this episode. This epi. Can we say epi? Are we bringing it in?
We just did.
It's a hockey term.
Yep.
It's pretty weird.
Sounds like a hockey term.
Yeah. A little epi.
All right. So here's John 3:16 in Hawaiian pigeon.
Ooh.
God get plenty love and aloha for de people inside de world. That's why he send me his one and oi boy. Cause a dat. Everybody dat trust me, no get cut off from God forever. They going to get the real kin life dat going stay to the max forever. Amen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying.
I'm doing my, tomorrow morning, I'm doing soap Hawaiian pigeon.
And this is what I love. There are people that speak like that and that's their language. And they now have the New Testament.
That's so cool.
Which is awesome. And so that is why we believe wholeheartedly that the Bible is for everyone. And so find what works, dig into it, and understand why you believe what you believe.
Amen.
So until next time, this was the Youth Podcast. Pastor Tyler, what a great day.
It's incredible. I cannot wait. You know, tonight is going to be amazing.
Yeah, because we're going to just re-listen to this podcast.
Over and over again.
And over and over. And so until next time, love that you guys are watching and listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.